Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
You're kidding me? Boy, are you bugging me, man? I'm gonna nail. Ooh, God, I'm getting bugged now. Whoa, man.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Appreciation Month Possum Hour theme.
Hey, Schultz, we're going to walk right out that front gate.
Please come home, man. Love me.
We'll be right back.
Kirk. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great week. That your week ahead is full of promise. And I don't mean the margarine. I don't know if they still sell that. It's no Brummel and Brown, I'll tell you that. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. Brummel Brown is yogurt, I think. Butter. But tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of deodorized muck for discerning muckrakers. And I can't believe it's not Dookie. Assorted suspicious-looking chocolates in a box. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer-Battered Shrimp. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest radio, fake radio entertainment, that is. Monday nights, it's us, Possum Hour, Diddy Mao. Tuesday. You mean the poop candies? Oh, I think it would too. I think they would sell. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's reaction to a bad case of hives. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble and his guest, Professor Pembroke Van Humpty Dumpty, noted egg enthusiast. And on Thursday, Chuck Bluster learns all the wrong lessons. Then on Friday, I think I'm working, man. So I don't know what y'all doing. Anyway, it's a week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. Poop. Little chocolates that look like poop. I don't know. That's why they already got Tootsie Rolls. All right. The phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
It's compatible, mean, suitable for black and white and color. Most suitable for the miracle of living thrilling color. For the price once paid, or black and white alone, spectacular color is here for every home. With RCA Victor Big Color TV, you'll thrill again, live again. It's compatible, means the same sex for black and white and color. Most suitable for the miracle of living thrilling color. With many more color shows coming to you soon, imagine color every day, every night with RCA Victor Compatible Color TV. Pioneered and developed by RCA.
Hello?
Be my love, more than no one else can analyze your name. Is that you and you alone dream? Just fill my arms, or will you fill my dream? A dream that you inspire. Be my love, and with your kisses, be burning. One kiss is all I need to seal up my fate. Then hand in hand, we'll find the promised land. There'll be no one but you for me. There'll be no one but you for me.
Possum Puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
George B. Bopper.
Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Oh, a B. Bopper. Bop, bop, bopper. B. Bopper. Oh, a B. Bopper. Dig that crazy bopper name. Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh. Cool, man. Give me some skin. Oh, a bee-bop. Oh. Cool, man. Real, 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 real George. Oh. Cool, man. Real, 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 real George. Cool, man.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby. How's it going, buddy?
Going good. So?
Good.
Sweetness.
Hey, would you like to buy a monkey?
Yeah. Give me a monkey anytime, man. So, put on any pounds this week?
No. And I just got a phone call this morning from my surgeon. Apparently, she's going on maternity ward. I didn't even know she was pregnant. So they're passing me off to another surgeon.
I'll be darned.
There you go. Either that or wait for her until September.
Yeah.
I said, give me the other fucking surgeon. I didn't trust
her
anyway.
You had a vasectomy, man. What's up with that?
I didn't have much faith in this one anyway. She looked like a 14-year-old Korean. Going to be tearing me up? Maybe not.
Holy cow. You know who just popped in the chat room?
Who?
Maggie C.
Oh, no shit. Maggie C.
Get the F out.
There you go.
And I got two notes from Epstein's mother.
Okay.
One said that apple cheeks can't get out of her straitjacket. So she may not be here.
We all been there.
This shit happens, man. And Ford Prefect, he's got to go get meds, so he's on a dog sled right now.
Okay.
That's how they get around out up there.
Oh yeah, I know.
Yeah, they ride the dog sleds.
Uh huh. It's a three dog ride.
Man. I missed a visit from an illuminary, Maggie C. Welcome.
Nice. Welcome. Yep. Good to see you again. Maggie C.
Indeed. Indeedly doodly. I was just thinking about you the other day, Maggie C.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I was thinking about the night we hung out the laundry and then got drunk and it forgot to bring it in and it rained. I felt really dumb.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. what else we got? Oh, man. Remember like last week I was talking about that Spielberg thing on YouTube?
Oh, yeah.
It was an episode of Name of the Game. It's gone, man. It was gone by Tuesday.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. Because I was the thing was riding around in this Plymouth Fury that I used to own, the same model. And I was going to show Bogey. He was over Tuesday. I was going, oh, you got to see this, man. It's the old Fury. And
gone.
Got nabbed by the police.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, at least
the Sunshine Boy. What's that?
At least you caught it.
Yeah. I'm glad I did when I did.
Yeah.
Mad, you see, say thanks for the thank goodness for the or thanks Shemp for the Sunshine Boys. That's we had to take the laundry over to Sunshine Boys.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if that was the time we caught the floor show at Sunshine Boys, but yeah, that's pretty good. That's some local talent. Let's see here. Well, might as well blow something up. Ford freaking requested this, and now he's not gonna hear it. So, I know he listens, but
he listens.
Crying out loud, make me go to all this
the
work.
Germans. They're the only ones that listen to your archives. Ford and the Germans.
All right. Well, we'll dedicate this one to the Germans. Well, no, this is actually I think she's Romanian or something. Nadia Comăneci.
Ooh.
Nadia Comăneci.
Ooh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, I don't know why we're blowing her up, man. Mm. But shit happens on Possum Hour, man. I guess we'll just, like a Band-Aid, you know, pull it right, pull the string.
Right, yeah. Do it to it.
Jim, it's 3:30 in the morning where you are, but it's already noon here in Burgerglob, Yugoslavia, where little Nadia Comăneci is preparing for her final floor exercise. Alex Van Diesel, do you think it's a little chilly here in the Tito Pavilion today?
It sure is, Don. And you know, Don, the new leotards the girls are wearing this year are cut to ride so high on the buttocks and hips that this chilly air is finding a lot of exposed young flesh. Already I can see the little goosebumps have risen on the thighs of the young Romanian girl.
Alex, it looks like Nadia is ready to begin. She stands erect, pert little chest thrust out, shoulders back, head held high. And she begins with a leap and a cabriole into a hurdle jump, followed by a flick-flack. And a front handspring, then a step out into a chasse forward, and a perfect handstand. Ooh.
So far, Don, a flawless performance.
And now a stomach roll, a fish hop, a tinziger forward. Now two Mauer flip-flops, followed by a lunge into a tuck somersault, and an Arab spring.
Don, did you notice how Nadia's nipple stood out? Absolute perfection.
Boy, I'd like to fuck her.
Well, Don, I'm no Leslie, but...
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Pull the string.
Season ticket on a one-way ride, trying nothing, leave me be. I'm taking everything in my stride. I don't need reason, don't need rhyme. Ain't nothing I'd rather do. Going down, party time. My friends are gonna be there too. Whoa, I'm on the highway to hell. No stop signs, speed limit, said nobody's gonna slow me down. Like a wheel, I'm gonna spin it, nobody's gonna mess me round. Hey Satan, pay my dues, I'm singing and I'm swinging back. Hey mama, look at me, I'm on my way to the promised land. Whoa, I'm on the highway to hell.
Yesterday, I was just sitting around waiting for the baseball game to start, and something led to another. Yep. Somebody might have spiked my tobacco. I don't know, man. Who knows? But like I said, we have two notes from Epstein's mother tonight.
Yep.
We do have Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Canada is represented in Jeremy's. It would be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Yeah. If you like the Highway to Hell. Highway to Hell. We played that like as a polka.
Yeah.
As a jazz tune. But never like as a rock tune. Heaven forbid.
And it's strange listening to lyrics. I never really paid attention to lyrics of the original song.
Yeah.
They're yelling it at you.
Weird. I never big AC/DC, man. I didn't
know. No.
I remember that come out in like 79, 80, somewhere around in there.
Stephen King was a big AC/DC fanatic.
Who was?
Stephen King.
Oh, be darned.
He was obsessed with those guys.
Well, he's a weirdo anyway.
He is a weirdo, man. Fucking hate Cage.
Oh, Lordy. That's one thing I was not allowed to call my second wife, a head case. She said her first husband called her a head case.
Yeah.
Her first husband was right. I'll tell you what. All right, there's G.T. Trenton.
G.T. Trenton.
Strongest man on the internets.
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. But odor isn't everything. He's just built, what do you say, X-Wing fighter, I think you said.
Okay.
Legos, out of Legos. Very cool, man. Those are fun. I've never built a Legos. I do, you know what? I actually do have two unconstructed models on my shelf. But I think I'll just keep them as collector's items, you know.
Yeah.
They are.
Okay.
I've got a Klingon. What is it? Klingon Bird of Prey or whatever? From Star Trek? It's from one of the movies. One of the early movies. So it's like from the 80s. It's got some cachet. Then I've
got
a month for
Lincoln logs.
Well, for some reason, I got the Pinta. Like the Nina de Pinta to Santa Maria.
Really?
I got stuck with the fucking Pinta. It must have been like a door prize or something, man. Who the fuck wants the Pinta? Huh? I mean, like when they built a ship downtown here in Columbus, what did they build? The Santa fucking Maria, man.
There you go.
Don't fuck around with the Pinta.
Is that a Columbus one? I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, that was cool, man. They had a replica, full-size replica of the Santa Maria docked downtown on the river for about 20 years or so.
Okay.
And then, it had a limited shelf life, and that was it. But my kids got to go see it at school and stuff.
Oh, okay. So, cool. They take it out and blow it up?
I don't know what they did with it. But it ain't there. Huh. Let's get another one, man. That was cool.
Maybe David Copperfield made it disappear.
They shouldn't have invited him to the ceremony.
Right, there you go.
That was their first mistake. Right. Well, thank you for coming, GT. Maggie C is here, the aforementioned Maggie C. Dancing all over the damn lounge over there. Very cool. Very cool. Good to have you with us. Good to see you. Good to see you. Yeah. That's all I got to say about that. What's this? Cha-cha.
Okay. Let's use the cha-cha.
Shunga. Oof. Man. Speaking of indigestion. I told you I was going to an Indian party this weekend.
Yeah.
Folks from India, not like Native American type Indian. And, man, they were really, really, really super nice people. It turned out it was a gender reveal party.
Okay.
And usually when you go to a family party like that, they're very, very nice, and they want you to have something to eat and, you know.
Yeah.
Etc. And I don't like eating when I'm at a gig because it makes me logy. I just don't feel,
okay. Really, I can see that.
Yeah, I like to work on an empty stomach. Okay. Plus I ultimately want to take a nap, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah.
But these people, they would not. No was not the answer they were looking for. As far
it's
as feeding me.
It's a little insulting to say no, isn't it?
I was getting to the point where I had to cave in. The master of the house is like, oh, no, you have to have this fucking food. I'm like, all right, geez. So I made a plate. And I love Indian food. And this was just delicious stuff.
A lot of curry?
No, there wasn't a lot of curry. There was one that was curry. And the one was really hot. I like that one. Giddy up. Goat meat and whatnot. And I don't know. Yeah, he says the name of it. I'm like, yeah, okay. Whatever. So I ate a plate of a little bit of everything. And those were just the appetizers. So I'm like, fine, man. I'm cool. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Had a Coke. And he's like, no, now you have to have the main course. I'm like, I got to get it. I got to cut you off there, chief.
Hey, pack me a doggy bag.
Man, they were so nice. Such very nice people. And it's going to be a boy, by the way. I didn't want to leave anybody hanging.
Yeah, okay. It's going to be a boy.
But it's kind of cool. What they did was they gave everybody a popper thing, you know, that you pull the thing and then it shoots.
Yeah.
Little
tiny champagne bottle thing.
Yeah, but these are big, long, like kind of like
8-inch
tubes or something. You know?
I see them all over Instagram.
Yeah, they had quite a pop thing to them. There was a little gunpowder in there or something.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
And they all the guests popped their shit at the same time and bloop, came out blue. It's a boy.
Going a bit more.
I got next time I go out. Maybe next time I go out with the number two son, do some Indian food, man.
Now you got it. Now you got the taste for it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I had the taste of it all the rest of the day. I'm like, oh boy, there it is. There's that chili chicken.
Stays with you.
And finally, last but not least, in the Possum Lounge, I digressed with the Indian story. Those are nice folks, though. They were really super nice.
Indian people are nice.
Speaking of super nice, our pal Ope, other people's eyes.
Captain Nice.
He's a nice guy.
Other people's eyes.
Family man, they get the families. Families are good. It's a good thing, man.
Good thing. Has to be.
I feel bad that you don't have any, youngsters, man.
Yeah, well. Say to me.
I mean, it's something you got to do when you're young and stupid. Uh-huh. And don't know any better. Like Ope.
Uh-huh.
And me. And but year. After, later on, like, you're like, geez, glad I did all that shit, because, you know, someone will find my corpse. I don't know. It's just
someone who identified a body.
Yeah. Someone go to a morgue, identify the carcass. All right, man. Well, anyway, there they are. And aforementioned Epstein's mother's notes and all that. The Possum Lounge.
Yes. The Possum
Lounge. And hovering above the festivities in his, I got to come up with a name for your hovercraft. Note to self. Professor RJ Gumby. There they are.
Hi. Good to be here.
The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Calvin.
As the Beaver.
Ope thought that was pre-recorded when we fucked it up a week or so. I thought that was pre-recorded. Nah, we do that every show just for you.
That's the truth.
Talking about when he was with Diz in Phoenix.
Yeah,
you know?
Nice.
And I'm thinking, I'm like, this is so cool. This is the coolest shit. I'm in
uh-huh.
with the coolest fucks in town right at this moment, you know? Yeah, but all flow with booze.
Diz was always my answer to who would you like to have dinner with, living or dead?
Ah!
You know, Dizzy Gillespie, baby. He could tell some stories, and he could tell it in a funny way, too, you know?
I'll be darned. That's a good one, man.
Yeah.
That's a goodie.
And I just figured out who Mamina Kamenich is. I was thinking of the sexy tennis player. What was her name? That blonde.
Oh.
That's who I was thinking of. Now I'm going to come in. She's that little, looked like a 12-year-old boy flip-flopping in gymnastics, right?
Yeah.
Canova? What was her name? Something. It was really a weird fucking Ukraine name.
Who is it? Okay, was it, well, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Canova.
Graf.
Something.
Martina Hingis. Elena Demetrevides. Nina Svoboda.
Yeah, well, this is the sexiest blonde. I mean, this girl is drop-dead gorgeous tennis player.
Anna Kournikova?
Oh, that's her. That's her.
Kournikova.
Yeah, okay. That's who I was thinking of when I was going on. All right.
Yeah, I know that thing there is a little perverted. Because I think she was only like 12 years old, man.
Yeah, she certainly looked it.
Yeah. Yeah, look at them big
Robin
thighs.
Williams used to impersonate her.
He's a strange cat, man.
I just finished off my Kratom coffee.
You did? Good. I just finished off I'm in the midst of finishing off a Honey Brown. Your favorite of my adult beverages.
Still sounds horrible to me.
It's a transvestite hooker. No, it's a beer. It's a transvestite hooker. No, it's a beer.
That's what I was thinking about. When you see these pictures of, what was that idiot cowboy shooting the beer cans and everything?
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Yeah, I'm figuring if you drink light beer, you should be wearing a fucking dress. That's what we should be saying.
Wah.
Instead of shooting at him.
Did you see that some guy came out with right light or something like that?
No.
You know, red, white, and blue can.
Oh, jeez.
The first unwoke beer.
Oh,
it's woke. So it's like $20 a six pack, a little over 30 with delivery. Yeah, there's one born every minute. I'll tell you what.
I love it, man. How something that's just not important at all. It's just big.
That's the thing, man. Because. You know, like in that Dizzy Gillespie. I think that Dizzy Gillespie song was about shooting people.
Yeah. That's a good...
And there seems to be a lot of that going around.
Yes, there is.
I saw a statistic. My town was in the national conversation about gun violence today. Is that Jacket Off Jim Jordan... was talking about New York. And then they said, well, dude, like, Columbus, Ohio is five times more dangerous as far as that goes. He's like, oh. Well, I don't think Jacket Off cares. He's just an idiot.
Nah.
He's just stupid shit. But, and the thing is, this is something I found out about Jacket Off Jim Jordan today. He's like a midget. He's a fucking midget.
He's a little guy?
Yeah, doesn't he look like a big guy on TV?
Yeah.
And he lists his height as 6 foot.
Yeah.
There's this picture of him standing next to a guy that's 6 foot. He's like 5'4", man. He's like a shrimpy dude. Yeah. He's a little shorty big head, you know, wrestling coach fucker.
I love that nickname you gave him. That's terrific.
It's so good, man. That's the thing, man. Because it's not about the guns. It's about the trans people and the woke beer and the marijuana.
Uh-huh.
And it's all pretty easy, man. When you think about it,
it's non-issues. When you think about it, we're all getting all hyped off. Non-issues.
Yeah, they're just making up shit so we won't realize that like guns are gone nuts in this country and everybody's getting shot. I mean, look at Hope. Hope's a substitute teacher, man. What's Hope think about that shit? I bet Hope's scared to death half the time, you know? Like,
hey,
the fuck,
is this
man?
The last time? Last time you're going to see your family? Going off to school?
You go to fucking school.
Yeah.
But woke beer is a fucking problem.
Yeah, I get it. I see what you're doing here. It's the old shell game.
Well, not so long ago, it was letting them in the women's room.
Oh yeah.
Around election.
Well, that's
time
still Can't have the trans people in a wet girl sports and girl bathroom.
Yeah.
Holy cow! Hell in a handbasket. You're talking about delivery alcohol. Yeah, you could get DoorDash. I don't ever want to get DoorDash because I would be like, oh, I'd never leave the house, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
If you're living like, how are you?
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Living like who?
Howard Hughes, man.
I thought you were just going to say Howard Hughes.
Tissue boxes for shoes.
Yep.
Food.
Yep. Oh, can you bring another 24-pack of natties? Natty Light, not them other ones you brought like last time. What's that other shit? I don't know, Natty Death or something it's called, and it's really awful. It's like 8% alcohol.
Nice shit.
Yeah. It's like, you know, for the guy that's in a hurry.
He wants to get there fast.
You know what I mean. All right. I've got a really wild one.
Oh, okay.
But I think because next week will be our last official Jazz Appreciation Month Possum Hour.
Uh-huh.
So I'll save that for then.
Sounds good.
And we'll do this one now. 3 minutes, he'll never get back.
Now here she come walking, looking like a zoo. Hi, Ella Guru. She know all the colors that nature do. Hi, Ella Guru. High yellow, high red, high blue, she blew. High yellow, guru. She do what she mean and she do what she do. Got something for me, got something for you. She show something.
Dig it. That's right, the mascara stayed fast and bulbous. Tight also.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I'm super pumped.
McDonald's French fries.
Oh, yeah. Maggie C said that song was religious.
I was thinking, too bad April doesn't have 31 days there, because Jazz Appreciation
Day.
Hey,
we could pretend it does.
Jazz Appreciation Day is the last day of May. The last day of April. So we missed it by one day.
We'll wrap it up with a spectacular on the first of May.
There you go.
All right.
I like it.
There's so much jazz that I ain't even heard. That's what's wonderful about it, man. You get a nice side, you know, on your...
Little yodels. You're still out there you haven't heard.
Well, that's true. But I mean, I like when you post, like, you'll post a whole album or something, and then I'll click over and put it on and continue surfing the internet and shit, listening to shit. It's like, man.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Always good, man.
My Sunday full album.
Yeah. All right, well, let's see what's in the headlines here, ladies and gentlemen. There was some stuff. Some guys did some things, and other guys did some other things. Let's see. Skip that. Oh, okay. Here's a money-making opportunity. I guess a meteorite had crashed into Maine. Washington County, Maine.
Oh.
And a Maine museum is offering $25,000 for the retrieval of any meteorite fragments that weigh at least 2.2 pounds. So,
okay.
It's a sparsely populated area. And anyway, good luck to all you meteorite hunters out there.
There you go. See that? Could be the end of the world any day. You never know. A big chunk might come get us.
Hey, that's true. Big enough chunk. We're done. Nuclear nightmare. The N-word, as Bobo says.
It's a word I never say, the N-word. That word's nuclear. I never say nuclear. I don't say nuclear.
I've seen that clip, man. That was great.
Nuclear.
About 27 times.
Oh, what a bonehead. Okay. Here we go. I want to know this guy. A man throws $200,000 in hundies on an Oregon highway. You know why?
No shit. Why?
He wanted to bless others, man.
There you go.
Fucking, man.
How many people died trying to retrieve it?
Well, that's the thing. The authorities frown on this. It leads to people stopping in traffic and trying to pick up the cash. urging the public not to go searching for money on the highway. It's very dangerous.
But like that guy from Breaking Bad did that.
Oh, yeah? Okay, maybe that's where he got the idea.
Yeah, he was throwing it out of his truck window.
The officers searched the highway for any leftover cash but couldn't find any. I think they're just sore losers, man.
That's what it sounds like. Why don't you just do it like the millionaire?
Yeah.
You know, go through the telephone book and pick some random guy. There you go.
You put it on Netflix.
Yeah.
Man, she said it wasn't her threw the money out. I'm glad, man, because you'd have, like, gone down a peg in my eyes. Man, how'd you see? Don't you just throwing $200,000 on
God.
For the love of God. I mean, I'm a commie, but I ain't that much of a commie. All righty. Well, we need some sports music. Got the sports report. This is really wild. I don't know if you saw this. Here we go. This guy who plays for the Bulls, right?
Yeah.
The basketball team, Chicago Bulls. They were playing the Raptors. Toronto Raptors. Ford probably knows about this. Well, anyway, they're in this game, and this one guy's daughter, 9-year-old daughter, insisted on skipping school and coming to this game. And every time the Raptors made a free throw, she would scream. They only made 18 of 36 free throws in the game. She was jinxing them. It's this guy's daughter, man, on the other team. I don't know, man. I think that should be like a rule violation or something, man. You know? He's all proud of her. He's like, I should bring her all the games. You know? Okay. Weird.
That's some power.
I don't know, man. Like, he's up on the screen, man. All right, so remember the Wienermobile's back in the news. Last time we checked in on the Wienermobile, somebody took the catalytic converter, right? Well, now, I guess maybe they're trying to make, they probably got the new catalytic installed, and they need some, money to pay for it. So, they parked it in front of a Las Vegas chapel and are renting it out as the Wienermobile of Love. So, yeah.
That says love to me. Big fucking
yes.
Wiener.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, a wedding through a pair of meat-colored glasses, they say. So, I don't know, man. Hot dog.
Okay.
Getting married.
That works.
Wow. All right. Now you go to Animal World. Lots of shit going on here. New York City has appointed the first ever rat czar.
Oh, okay.
The thing is, there's so many. There may be less violence per capita.
Mm-hmm.
But we ain't got the rats here in Columbus, Ohio. You got New York City now. I just want to say.
Uh-huh. They're big fucking rats too, man.
They got rats. So they actually appointed a person to battle the rodent problem in Manhattan. So good luck with that, man. Wayman. What if they could? I should appoint a groundhog czar. That's what I need. I'm gonna have to be the groundhog czar, I guess.
There you go.
All right.
You could be like Willard.
This one, I went out and tried to scare it. He just sat there and looked at me. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, you whistle pig. And he finally goes, ooh. Well, it could be worse.
This is our yard, bitch.
I know. He's like looking at me like, who the fuck are you, man? Real? You know.
They're trying to figure out a way of getting rid of you.
they may get lucky. Who knows? All right, now it could be worse. I could have black bears.
Okay.
A Connecticut guy. They set up the yard for an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
Putting all this shit out in the yard, and bear stopped by to get a snack. So they got to film this bear scarfing down Easter eggs and shit, chocolates. Having a good time.
I'm going to see that. Looking around for it. He's finding them.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't hide them that good. California couple awoke to find a bear in their garage.
Oh, Jesus.
2 o'clock in the morning. Fucking bear in the garage. Honey. It's a bear in the garage. It could be worse, man. Even if a groundhog got in here, I'd be like, fucking groundhog. It'd take a I'd handcuff him. All right.
Yep.
Ooh, that would be gross. Perish the thought. Okay. The NYPD, they rescued a dog from the East River. Turned out to be a coyote.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. They say they're common in New York City, coyotes. Who knew?
They're very common in Massachusetts. I was surprised as hell.
Why?
I thought that it was like an Arizona type thing.
Yeah, I know. Why don't they eat more rats then? Yeah,
there you go. What the hell are they doing in Massachusetts? That freaked me out when I heard that when I was living there.
Coyotes, man. Wow, no. All right, wait. 7-foot alligator found in a swimming pool. There you go. 7-foot alligator. Wouldn't that be fun? Nice. Related story in North Carolina. Where was the swimming pool? California. An alligator hides behind beach chairs in a North Carolina store.
In a store?
This is. Oh, geez. Look at that. Big alligator. And finally, a 7-foot alligator was under this guy's pickup truck. What the fuck, man?
Jesus Christ.
Gators gone wild. Hey, we've been joined by Daddy G.
Daddy G.
It's a darn good thing because we were coming apart.
Indeed, sir.
You know, he's got a show.
Daddy G does?
Yeah. On what you call Blog Talk Radio. Saturday nights. 9 o'clock.
I missed that show. I got to get back in the lounge.
Yeah.
Go to the grotto.
Get your laptop warmed up.
Ooh, I forgot to unplug it. Still fucking plugged in.
I don't know if that, it's just, I don't know. It'll be charged.
Sometimes you can overcharge it, though.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to unplug it now before I forget.
Yeah. Oh, Hope sent this. Hope sent this one over. All the escaping animals and shit.
Yeah.
They had a Tennessee community had a 20-mile chase trying to get Mimu the emu. Not Limu.
Comical.
Not Limu the emu from the commercials. Mimu the emu.
Imagine trying to catch one of those fucking things.
Yeah. Let them on a low-speed chase through town. Very cool. A lot of these things, man. All these escaped animals. Okay, go down the list quickly. Police corral a runaway ostrich in a Czech city. Why you having these crazy things if you can't keep them penned in, man? An escaped meerkat wandered into a Netherlands resident's home. Now, how would you know that's somebody's pet, meerkat? I would go, that's the biggest rat I've ever seen. Get my gun.
Yeah.
Detroit police cowboy up to lasso a small horse wandering city streets. What the fuck, man?
Another
Detroit.
Small horse.
How many small horses are there in downtown Detroit?
Well, there was that hers was a one horse town. Remember, there was one guy and a horse always tied in front of a pub.
Well, there's one in Detroit as well, man.
Okay.
All right. A pig runs into a highway after being freed from a pen by a bear. Okay, that's a story. This bear was trying to get to the pig, and the pig was like, well, fuck that shit. So he ran into traffic. They ended up getting the pig. The pig was, they said the pig was sedated but returned to mommy, and everybody's good.
Okay.
The 1-year-old pig named Brenda. Brenda. And this is the weirdest one, man. A prairie dog. What the fuck? And I'm like, it's got to be a wild prairie dog, right?
Yeah.
No, somebody's pet prairie dog showed up at a South Carolina jail.
You can keep those as pets?
I guess.
I guess you can keep anything as a pet.
Maybe it's illegal. He was turning himself in. I don't know.
Yeah. Showed up in jail.
I know. You said that. You got me dead to rights. I should be in the fucking desert, man. All right. Well, enough of that. Very quick. We're burning day. We're just moving too slow. We're Uncle Joe over here, man.
Yeah, we like the animals, though. We like the animals.
Yeah, the animals are great. You can't resist them, man. No, this is the one. Okay. World records.
Yes.
World record, the world's most expensive sandwich returns for Grilled Cheese Day. That was on April 11th. It was Grilled Cheese Day.
Uh-huh.
And a $214 grilled cheese sandwich.
That's
serendipity.
That's got to be like the cheapest food in the world.
I know.
How big is this fucker?
Well, it's made from French Pullman champagne bread made with Dom Perignon champagne. The bread is covered in grass-fed white truffle butter before being filled with slices of Cave Vavella Blue Paladiduco cheese. Sandwich is then tossed until golden, and the edges are then gilded with 23-carat edible gold.
And the guy probably poured ketchup all over it.
Served with a side of South African lobster tomato bisque. They also make the world's most expensive French fries and world's most expensive milkshake. Good for them. Can I have that to go? All right. New York Museum building the world's largest Donkey Kong arcade machine. All right, good for them. That's going to surpass the Tetris machine we told you about a few months ago.
Yeah.
The giant arcade game wars. A Chinese man set the world record for four-finger push-ups with claps. Now, that's impressive.
Oh, yeah.
22 push-ups in 1 minute. That's with his fingers.
And he's doing the claps. So he's coming back down on four fingers.
Jesus Christ. So this young man is bringing
that's a lot of zen. A lot of
bringing
zen
that shit, man.
Yeah.
He owns that. All right. Speed-drinking German finishes a Capri Sun pouch in record time. 10.41 seconds. Chug-a-lug. Talking one of those little Capri Sun deals.
What the hell is that?
Oh, you didn't have kids, man. That was a thing when my kids were little kids. They came up with these little aluminum pouches of juice. And it's got a straw on the side. It's taped to the side. You take the straw, punch the bag, and then you suck out of the bag.
Okay.
Total news to you, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that
not
that? Here's an Australian man.
It's pretty easy to drink, though.
Well, I don't know. That's pretty quick, man. It's a real little straw. You'd have to suck really hard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He really sucked. Well, an Australian bodybuilder broke a record when he completed a staggering 3,182 push-ups in 1 hour. That's without the clapping with just regular hands, but still.
Yeah. Okay, that's
badass shit, man.
Yep.
Don't fuck with
it's
that
still
Aussie.
More impressive with the Chinese guy.
The Chinese guy, the Chinese guy's got him. With the Chinese guy. All right, soccer
China.
Juggling.
China.
A 10-year-old aspiring soccer star in China broke a world record by juggling a soccer ball with his feet 8,147 times in 1 hour.
Jesus
nice
Christ.
Done.
In one nice hour. Oh, man.
In 1 hour. Sat there for an hour, kicking a fucking ball. Get a job, kid. All right. Deadpool fan, I hate these guys. Deadpool fan amasses a collection of 2,250 items. Get away from me, weirdo. All right. A Spanish athlete emerges from a cave after 500 days underground.
500 days.
Now, they're wondering if it's a Guinness record, but Guinness doesn't have a category. Can you imagine there's something they don't have a category for?
Yeah, I know. I just started a new one. Apparently everyone's starting new ones.
the stupidest things they got categories for. A guy staying in a cave for 500 days. Sorry, we got no record for that.
After he's done it.
All right, Wolfen.
Underground.
I know. Man, take a while for your eyes to adjust.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. David Rush.
Idaho man.
He's been taking time off, but tune in to Jay Leno's Bet Your Life tomorrow, April 18th. See David Rush match wits Mr. Leno.
Yeah, okay.
You bet your life. And then in a couple weeks it'll be on the YouTube or on the Facebook page. Yeah. Shit. There you go, man.
So that show's still in existence? Didn't he start that a while back?
Man, it's been on a couple
Cosby,
of years.
Cosby did, didn't he?
Cosby did it years ago, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm thinking of.
I'm curious, man. I want to see David Rush, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck, man. I hope you win $1 million.
Don't stop me. No, no. Now, back to our show.
Nice.
Who does that?
Oh, that was Ahmad Jamal.
Okay.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Oh, yeah. The comedy never stops, boy. yeah. Pittsburgh.
R.I.P.
You know, that's... I don't know, I just kind of like listening to that. I heard a little bit of my little sister in there, man. You know?
Yeah, okay.
I think there's a Pittsburgh vibe, man, in the jazz thing. The jazz scene in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, okay.
These guys coming out of Pittsburgh with the jazz.
Pittsburgh jazz.
Pittsburgh jazz.
You got a lot of jazz clubs in there?
You know, there used to be. I don't know if there still are.
Used to be a lot here, man.
Used to take guitar lessons from Joe Negri, Andy Man Negri, on Mr. Rogers, right? Very cool.
Yeah.
Joe Negri. All right. Let's see. We're burning daylight. Oh, we'll probably have to scotch something here. Let's see. Oh, I got my mower fixed. That's cool.
Ah, good.
The little primer thing on the side finally gave out the ghost after 10 years. Had to replace that. And it runs like a champ still. It's like 10 years old. Oh,
really? Keep it alive.
Great. Staying alive. Another season ahead. And I had shrimp scampi.
There you go.
I still got another one in there, though. There was two.
Okay.
So, we're not...
Well, you stocked up on it.
I bought the second one forgetting I had the first one, see?
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, geez, now I got two shrimp skin.
Not going away.
We got a yodel, man. We got a yodel.
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yodel! It's a beauty!
Did you want to hear any more? Only one cheering up. We all have to have these more cheers. All right, now we'll have some music. When a woman gets blue, she hang her head and cry. When a woman gets blue, she hang her head and cry. But when a man catch a train and ride. A man in Memphis, why not? One in Missouri. A man in Memphis. Leave this town, Lucy, I said a black-headed woman, make a preacher lay his good book down. But a red-headed woman, make a boy smack his happy day. Oh, Lee, that was lovely.
Ricola, Ricola, Ricola.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm having chest pain.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's sort of a yodel, Dr. K.
Yeah. Yodel-ish.
Hey, man.
Yodel-ish.
Yeah. Is that like being Jewish?
Exactly.
That guy? Jimmy Flanagan?
Yeah. Sounds like a good oldie, too.
Yeah, it's from like a movie or something. She's in a movie. Let's see. The Pirates were up like 9-1 when I opened the show, so I don't know what the score is. Pirates score. Wow. 13-3.
13-3. There you go.
I think they got this one put away. That'd be good. Yeah, 6-run second inning, man. That'll leave a mark. Ouch. It's fun, man.
Good for you.
This is the most fun I've had watching baseball in almost 10 years, man. They sucked for a while. Yeah.
I mean,
they're not gonna do anything this year, but win any awards or win any championships, but I'll win my heart, by God.
Keeps you happy.
Yeah, something to do. All right. I think we've gone too long for that one. Yeah, we ain't gonna have time for that one. So we'll just wrap. We'll wrap it up with some rap.
Rappus, Commodore Rappus.
Rappus, man. All right, well, let's hit the tequila one more time here. We'll do the one with the brass.
Okay.
Deluxe. Tequila. So yeah, I'd like to thank everybody for coming.
Yes, thank you, Fossums.
I hope Apple Cheeks gets out of that straitjacket. No problem. And I hope Ford's dog team are all cool,
uh-huh,
man.
His meds.
Molson Canadian.
Tomorrow I'm getting a book from Amazon.
Nice. What you got?
Book I always wanted to read. Psycho.
No way. Robert Bloch.
Yep. Always wanted to read that. Finally got it back in print.
Oh, no way.
I want to know if Norman's masturbating when he peeks through that window, that little hole in the cabinet of one.
Oh, he's got to be. If I saw Janet Leigh in her bra.
Oh, yeah.
I'd probably start masturbating.
Indeed. Got it.
Or attacker. I don't know. One of the two.
I was watching it again. That's what made me think of it. It's streaming free or something.
Janet Leigh. In her bra. Oh. Molson Canadian.
And Hitchie did a bad and good Janet Leigh, too, man. In the beginning, she was in a white bra. After she stole the money, she was in a black bra.
Ah! I didn't notice that.
Oh, yeah. Hitchie throws in a little stuff like that.
See, you know what? When I watch movies, I'm just it washes over me. I sit there and boom. I'm not looking for shit like that, man. Symbolism and the meaning of shit.
I got to the point where I get disappointed in movies because I can tell foreshadows.
Close and Canadian.
And I end
Canadian.
Up knowing the ending of the movie. I didn't know the first 15 minutes.
That's my first wife was like that. You know, it's like, well, what the fuck? It's no fun. It's, you know, oh, I know the ending. What the fuck? Shut up. Shut the fuck up. I don't, man. I'm stupid, you know.
Poor shadows used to blow over me. Now I pick them up.
See? There you go.
Watching too many movies.
All right, man. Well, I guess we should say goodnight, everybody.
Yes. Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. And energize. Energize. I don't know what I'm going to play here, man. This one.
That much.
Actually, I think that was right on the money.
Okay.
You never knew. Tommy!
All right, good show. Good stuff.
Well, that was all the good shit that Yinz all sent my way. Yinz is my pronoun.
That's right.
Jeez. So, yeah, it's all good. Well, yeah, we'll do it again next week, huh?
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Shit, man. Okay, yeah, I got 4 gigs ahead between now and
nice.
Then. That's work, man. Big ass wedding on Saturday.
Sweet.
Be some working going on there. Something to do, man. Getting bored my old age. Oh, speaking of old age, man. The Reaper came, man.
Yeah.
You know, every Sunday night I talk to the Pope. Not no more.
Oh, really?
Reaper come and got him, yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
passed away, what was that, Thursday?
No shit. Sorry to hear that.
I know, man. I didn't want to say anything on Facebook because, like, he wasn't on Facebook. And I wasn't really looking for, like, a bunch of sympathy and shit, you know?
That's why I didn't tell anybody about my operation.
Right, right. So I put the picture of the lake. That was his front yard, man, that background picture
I got.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That was his front fucking... Now, what kind of idiot croaks
that looks beautiful.
When that's your fucking front yard? You know?
Uh-huh.
A dumbass. But I'm going to miss him, man. That was 20 years every Sunday night. You know?
Yep.
Fuck out of here. End of an era.
Yep. We're getting up there.
Hey,
I'll
give you the heads up when I'm croaking. You give me the heads up when you're croaking.
Okay, there you go. There you go. Little heads up.
Just give me a nod. Yeah.
I'm
fighting a weenie. Fighting a weenie over here. Take care. See ya. Bye. Hey, this is the best jazz one we got, man. first name was Dave, hence the tonight's cover photo.
Oh, okay, above Jesus. I like that.
Hey. Hey, rest
cool.
In peace.
Good. I like that. Yep.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Wait, where are you going? I was going to make espresso.